sleep well? I sure as hell hope you did, because you're going to need some energy for tonight. I have my own way of dealing with dirty little peeping Toms. Don't even bother trying to get out of those binders. I meant it when I said you need to have some energy for later. I got this bed when they closed the mental hospital last year. It was a crazy good deal. You see, it holds every part of your body perfectly in place, so you can be used any way I want. That is, almost every part of your body. You will have to make some effort to please me, peeper. You're going to have to get that dick nice and hard for me if you want me to be nice to you. That's why I took your clothes off. Because I'm going to rape you. I mean, we're going to rape you. Let me tell you how this works. First, you're going to watch me take off my clothes. I'm going to do all sorts of things to you to make that dick stand up nice and hard. Then I'm going to mount you and fuck you real slow. You're going to make me come, and you better make me come a lot. Then, after I'm through with you, I'm going to call the neighbor and let her have her turn with you. Once she finds out what I caught you doing outside her window, she's going to want some revenge, if you know what I mean. And just so you know, she likes to be licked before she fucks. She takes pride in making a guy's face look like a glazed donut. Don't worry, though. She only stays there for a couple of hours. I know all of this because, well, you're not the first peeper we've caught. Why do you think we got this table? Now, if you don't make your cock hard, I'm going to hurt you. After I hurt you, I'm going to call the cops and tell them I caught a very naughty peeper. All you have to do is give me a nice, hard cock. And oh yeah, make me come. Did I make myself perfectly clear? Okay. Now watch me take off my panties.